You plugged in, bud, or are we just gonna wing it on 8%?
It would be dead before the intro.
Where is she? And what is she calling? What is happening right now?
Welcome to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. Technical difficulties and animal difficulties, and we just got difficulties all around. Valentine's Day is over, and we're gonna talk about who broke your heart this past fantasy season and fantasy seasons long ago. We're also going to talk about those sweethearts, the ones that you're going to give those nice little be mine hearts to. Speaking of those little, you know those little hearts? I can't remember. What kind of hearts are they? The ones that have the little words on them? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, those are the little candy hearts.
Yeah. They were like chalk. That's what they tasted like.
Well, they still have them. Have you guys like seen them lately? I don't know.
No.
I don't know if your kids
Actually, I just saw them. Tonight, we went to the Froyo place, and my wife got some on her Froyo, and one of them was like, DM me.
Yeah, and, text me, and yeah.
Yeah, they're different. Like,
they're very hip now.
Yeah.
That was like...
Yeah, I told my wife that I was going to slide into her DMs, and I said that because, you know, I'm not sliding in anyone's DMs. I don't have that kind of, you know, I just want to feel part of the crowd, but really, I don't really want to.
No, you don't need to be in that crowd. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm too old for that.
That's the best part of being married. You don't have to do stuff like that. It's great.
Okay. I don't know if that's the best part of being married.
It's up there. It's up there.
Top notch. Top notch perk of being married. Don't have to do that crap.
All right.
So how's everybody's week going? Eric, I know you've had an eventful weekend. Good to go.
Yeah. This whole week's been
forks
whatever.
In the garbage disposal. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, if you hear any popping noises, that's my cat destroying the under part of the box spring, I guess, she crawled into. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that goes.
Our cat used to do that.
Eric, can you tell our barber that I miss her very much because I cannot find one out here. I hate them so much.
Tell what now?
How can you?
Our barber. Our barber
that
I miss.
How can you not find a barber where you're at? There are barbers galore where you are.
There are barbers everywhere, but they're high or they suck or it's just – it's all bad or they're too expensive. Like there are some great barbers out here. If you want to pay $50 for a haircut, you're all over it. Oh, I don't want
– No. You – okay. We'll talk about it after the show. I'll hook you up with a spot out there.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Okay. I got you. But I'll let her know.
Sweet.
Okay. Just got my haircut yesterday.
Before we get into the show, so we don't have to make some weird – drop that I forget to edit and cut up so it doesn't sound all awkward and weird. Hey, Josh, you want to tell us what's going on with FSA?
FSA is also going to be on YouTube now. They're obviously a great friend of the show, FSA-FR.com. Like I said, they're taking a little break now for their weekly shows. They're going to start those back up here soon, but they're all over the YouTubes. They're all over the Facebooks. And they're on the line basically everywhere. So make sure you guys check them out, FSA-FR.com. New season starting up, dynasty starting up. It's going to be crazy. And we have the potential to even host a bowl game maybe this year, boys. So,
oh, I like that.
So yeah, maybe that's something we can discuss off the airwaves. But yeah, FSA-FR.com. Check them out. Love you, Brian.
Yeah, check out the YouTube because I think he's uploading old episodes. Yes. He said they're kind of cringeworthy, and I'm kind of excited. Not going to lie.
I saw he had like draft.
Like all of our episodes.
2014 draft and 2015 draft. I was like, man.
Yeah.
His like good only stuff. Episode from 2014. I can't wait.
I might have to go Mandy Moore and have a walk to remember on those. You know what I'm saying?
I don't get that. I don't get that. Eric,
you never saw a walk to remember?
No, that sounds so familiar. I had to, right? I had to.
It's the one she has cancer, right?
She's dying of
something.
She had
cancer?
Yeah, she's dying of something. In the movie, not in real life.
And the bad boy ends up dating her, who's smoking.
Yeah.
You know he's bad because he's smoking cigarettes.
Your wife's probably seen it. Sit down and watch a movie with your wife once in a while. Watch that one. Okay?
I don't know if I have or not. I don't know. Maybe I
should. Whatever.
Get it together.
Potato, tomato.
I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
Rockstar sponsors.
Let's talk about this news.
Yes. So we have a little bit of quarterback corner. I know, Eric, you wanted to talk about it. You had some quarterback news. Go ahead and let's hear it.
Hell yeah. Jameis had LASIK.
He had LASIK.
And I love it to help with his nearsightedness. Now, I didn't know this because I was like, oh, why didn't he just do that at the beginning of his career? Apparently, you have to be at least 26 years old to have LASIK. Didn't know that. No. Yeah, apparently there's an age thing.
I feel like millions of dollars can override that, but I don't know.
Right? But, well, I think it's about your, like, your development or, like, whatever. Like, your eyes are still doing whatever. I didn't read into it. I'm not a doctor or an optometrist, but whatever. So, Jameis, he got LASIK to help with his nearsightedness. So, instead of squinting all the time, I guess he could have played with prescription goggles. He could have looked like Kareem out there, but he didn't bother.
So many.
Or contacts, right? A lot of options. And he didn't bother until then, till now, to get LASIK. So that tells me he's not really dedicated. But now he's scrambling to find a team because I don't think he's going back to Tampa. Because I don't think Bruce Arians wants him back.
So did you guys see the fake Twitter post? I know it's fake because I had to go to Jameis Winston's Twitter to see if it was real or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was Jameis Winston got LASIK. He's like, man, I didn't realize how blind I was. Do you guys know Bruce Arians is white? And then there was a comment. It was Bruce Arians below. It says, black from the waist down. And I was like, and I was like, wait, is this real? Is this real?
Yeah. Mm. No, I saw it on Twitter and I was like, there's no way. Like, this is not real. And then I went to ESPN.com and it was real.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, why didn't he do anything about this before? Because then they had a bunch of pictures of him in the article where he's like, he's squinting at the sideline in college because he couldn't see the play.
That was the best. Was their playoff run and then their championship and then they're in the playoffs trying to look over the sideline and you're watching him and you're like, oh my god, like this.
Like, I wonder now if he could. Yeah, like, yeah. I wonder now if he could actually be a decent quarterback.
Well, Bruce Arians has always said he can't see the scoreboard. Like, he legitimately cannot see the scoreboard during games.
No, I thought that was a joke. Come on.
Well,
Apparently, it's not.
But
either way, we'll see what happens. Either they sign him back on the cheap because he's not getting a deal, like a huge deal.
No, he balled out this season. That's what he said.
He did. Yes, I understand he balled out, but
he balled out. He had 30 touchdowns. He's got
that's a good segue to
he led the league in touchdowns.
He's got 30-30 vision now.
30-30.
All right. Nice. So, you guys want to talk about Philip Rivers is officially done with the LA Chargers?
Yes.
Speculation about where he's going to go. And then, do you guys also hear about the Raiders?
Yeah.
The Raiders
offering Tommy B they want to offer him a $60 million contract for 2 years.
Yes.
Making a splash.
Yep. Sell some Raiders jerseys. They did it last year with AB. They're doing it this year with Tom Brady. They don't care if you actually suit up for them.
No, they don't got to play.
They just sell them season tickets.
And then just put them on Hard Knocks again.
I don't know what Brady actually has left. And he's not, Gruden likes guys that are somewhat mobile, and Brady's not even remotely mobile.
That's
not
true. So when did Gruden? Rich Gannon was somewhat mobile. His best.
Brad Johnson?
Somewhat mobile.
He was probably the best runner he had. Yeah. But he wasn't a great runner.
No, I mean, he had his
Brad
best
Johnson
running
was statue.
I didn't say he had Mike Vick out there. I'm saying Brady is 43 years old. And he's not running anything.
No. He lets his running backs do the running, and they don't get to catch passes, and his quarterbacks stand in the pocket.
Yeah. I don't think he cares about the rushing quarterback. And this whole, he wants to develop a young quarterback. Gruden never developed a young quarterback.
He wants finished products. Absolutely. He doesn't want to teach anybody how to play the position.
No. That's great. The fired football coaches. Come on. That was his committee on ESPN. Football coaches.
Did you see that old Anthony Lynn said that old Tyrod could be the Charger starter? That's saying, hey, we don't want to spend money. The owner doesn't want to spend any money, so we're just going to use what we got.
No. I think what they're saying is Tyrod will probably be the guy this year, and they're going to draft somebody. Josh Herbert probably out of Oregon.
That's Justin?
Justin Herbert. There we go. Justin Herbert. Yeah. That's probably going to be the guy they draft.
The real prize, if you let Tyrod Taylor play this year, you get Trevor Lawrence next year. That's the real prize.
T-Law.
You guys talk about Tyrod like he's really bad. I mean,
He's a good quarterback.
He's way better than serviceable. He had one bad year in Buffalo because they literally said, hey, we're not going to get any offensive weapons. We're going to give you Jordan Matthews and a hype of
piling up. No, they still made the playoffs that year.
That's what I'm saying. And he did that with
He's
and then
really
he went
underrated.
To Cleveland, and Hugh Jackson got a hold of him, and
Hugh Jackson ruins everything he touches.
Exactly. So, I mean, Tyrod's not a bad – like, he's a good quarterback. And with the weapons they have, like,
they're not going to be like, yeah, we're going to build around Tyrod Taylor for the future. They'll try and tank a little bit and try and get a good draft pick. Trevor Lawrence is the prize.
Let's say they want to take Herbert this year. Herbert may or may not be ready for the NFL, right? If you're giving a vote of confidence to the guy that's there, then your fan base, which let's be honest, is about 17 people. Because
half of that was Philip Rivers' family.
Yep. You know, so it's whatever. You just got to keep everybody happy. So the moans and groans, and you're not putting guys in there. Like Dwayne Haskins got thrown into the fire last year when he wasn't ready.
They shouldn't have drafted him, but that's neither here nor there.
So the last little piece of news about quarterbacks is that Mason Rudolph might sue Myles Garrett for
defamation. Mason Rudolph's already rich. Calm down.
Is he?
Yeah, he came from money, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That's why Johnny Manziel doesn't have to play.
What you're talking about is XFL. That Myles Garrett, for one, the thing about the racial slur, that came out during his interview with the commissioner. It leaked somehow. He didn't tell the media. He told the commissioner about it and said, I didn't expect it to go public. I was just talking to it when I was doing my interview with the league, and then it came out. So he didn't really want to say about it, but he was like, that's what I heard. And then Mason Rudolph said, 1,000% is what happened. But let's all be honest. We've been there where somebody's yelled something at you. You've heard something. They said something. Wasn't the same thing that got said back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're literally chasing after each other, yelling at each other, throwing helmets at each other. A lot of words are probably being said on that field. And I'm not going to say, I know what happened. We'll never know what happened. We'll never know what happened.
Do you think he called him a ninja? Is that possible?
No, I don't think I don't know what he said. I'm not going to speculate to what he said. All I know is Myles Garrett swears he heard something, and Mason Rudolph swears he didn't say anything. So
What if it was another player on the field that said it, you know, and exactly. He just thought it was coming from him?
It's entirely possible.
Because there were two Steelers offensive linemen holding Myles Garrett back.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to speculate either, but, you know, I don't think we have running back round table, do we? Now that we're finished with the QB corner?
Hold on. No, we don't. No?
Brad froze.
Yes, he did.
Brad froze, so he's dead to us. The only thing I saw, I don't even know if he's still talking. Could be talking over him right now. The only thing that I saw was Devontae Freeman. It looks like the Falcons might move on from Devontae Freeman.
It's probably time. He is, on the wrong side of 30 now, I think?
I just think he's been slowed by injuries lately.
He has. He had one solid season where he played a full 16-game slate. And don't get me wrong, he was extremely productive that year. I think that was the year they went to the Super Bowl and lost a 28-point lead because Kyle Shanahan. But, he hasn't been great lately. They do need to move on. And let's face it, they don't have anybody behind him waiting in the wings to take his spot. So they really need to find somebody cheap in the draft that's halfway decent. But they probably should beef up that offensive line first.
That's what I think. They have some issues, obviously. Offensive line. They have a couple playmakers, but they don't have a lot of cap space. So I don't think they're going to be able to bring back their star tight end now. So that kind of hurts them a little bit, but we'll see what happens. As far as the running back roundtable, I think that's it. What about the wide receiver war room?
Am I frozen?
We have. I'm just coming up with these.
You're coming up with them on the fly. It's good.
Yeah. So Antonio Brown said he plans to attend the combine.
For what?
Because
is he going to run?
Yeah, he's going to do stuff. Oh, Brad.
Brad looks like.
Oh, am I back?
Nope. Good. It was only a second. Maybe. It's only a second. He's gone again. He's dead to us.
Oh, he's moving.
Okay. Whatever. Brad, would you like to add anything to the wide receiver war room?
Am I back in there? I don't know what's going on. This is all weird. Can you guys hear me? Nope. Cool.
Yes.
You can hear me?
But you froze again.
Okay. Now we can't. Sad panda.
Mm.
We'll edit this in post.
Yeah, we'll just fix it in post.
If I figure out how to edit video, well, I've tried two different programs this week, and it's not really working out well for me, but we'll get there.
That's okay. It's the offseason, bud. You know, the Jets seem like they're going to not sign Robbie Anderson. They're not going to re-sign him, probably because he's a playmaker. Adam Gase doesn't like those.
No, he doesn't.
We know that.
No. He was really good for them down the stretch.
Oh, I see Brad now. He's moving again.
Am I Talk there? Brad. Am I there?
Oh. Yep.
Hey, okay, there you go.
So the only thing I want to say with Devonta Freeman, because I got cut off there and you guys couldn't hear me, was, like Eric said, there's nobody there to take over the job. They might draft somebody, but they also drafted Tevin Coleman to take his job. That didn't work out too well. Mm-hmm. It's been there before. I don't see how they're going to move away from him. Like you said, there aren't enough cap problems as it is, and that defense is horrendous, so them drafting a running back early is kind of not what's good for the team.
I'm not saying early. I mean, second day, third or fourth round probably. Maybe, is
but
doable.
That defense is bad.
They are. And they are over the cap, I believe. They have some restructuring. They have some cap moves to do in the offseason. They're in bad shape in terms of money because they went all in.
Well, they're getting rid of Vic Beasley's big-ass contract, so.
For sure. Did you see the tweet about that?
No.
The Falcons official Twitter tweets, oh, yeah. We are not pursuing a contract negotiations with Vic Beasley. And somebody's like, source? And they're like, us, the Falcons, literally us. Yeah. It was great.
All right. Wide receiver-wise, you guys said you didn't really have anything, Josh?
Well, Paul Richardson got cut after, you know, signing that big $40 million deal a couple years ago with the Skins. Not that anyone really cares. Shocking.
Robbie Anderson not getting re-signed.
We kind of knew that. Marquise Lee, though, that's kind of surprising. He could be cut.
He's been injured-pragged his whole career. Like, they're not going to throw money at him.
There was so much hype around him coming in, too.
But there's not – there hasn't been a ton of that. It seems like tight ends, there's been a little bit of movement on that. You know, Greg Olsen's doing negotiations with Buffalo, Washington, and Seattle. I personally would like to see him in Seattle finish up his career with Russ. Russ obviously likes to use a tight end. But, I mean, if they bring back their big Montana – what's that big guy's name? Their
Will Dissly?
Yeah, Will Dissly. Dizzy.
They could run two tight end sets and then put Lockett and Metcalf on the outside and then run the ball with Carson.
They could. But when you do that, one of them commits murder. So can't do that.
That's only in the Patriots situation. Calm down.
Well, I just got Netflix back and I watched the documentary. It was disturbing. So, and then the Redskins look like they're going to move on from Jordan Reed.
Jordan Reed should probably move on from football.
Please retire, Jordan Reed. Please retire. Go get a honorary bachelor's and start doing commentating or analyst or something.
What
but
do you
get
mean
off
honorary?
The field.
He's had plenty of time off the field to go do and finish his bachelor's. He's probably got a master's degree.
All these guys get honorary degrees. It's whatever. Just get something. So you got a piece of paper and go get an analyst job or announce. Use that tight end knowledge better than Jason Witten did.
Yep. Not a lot of news because the draft isn't even here yet. XFL's going on, and I just can't watch a full game in the XFL. I don't know what it is. I just can't sit down and watch a full game.
It doesn't feel like real football. It kind of feels like when – you remember when, like, Arena got big there for a little bit, and you would try to sit down and watch a couple of plays of Arena, but you really couldn't hang in for the whole game?
Yeah.
It feels like that.
I have nothing invested in, the sport. Don't have any fantasy ties or none of that, so that makes it really hard to watch. And
we could have.
The product on the field isn't that good. Like, I watched college – the MAC games on Thursday nights and on ESPN are better than what they're putting out there. And it's just bad.
Me and Boz were going through the rosters the other day because we couldn't remember who the quarterbacks were on the XFL team. No, Boz Goss.
I know.
Okay. Ryan Bosworth got run over by Bo Jackson.
That was for Josh.
Right. Bo, you know Bo.
Mm-hmm.
Running people over, trucking fools at the goal line. Get it, Brian Bosworth. You roided it out, maniac.
Oh, hey.
But
go ahead. Keep going. Sorry.
We were just looking through the names. Like, Matt McGloin is, like, the most experienced quarterback on any of the rosters. A lot of Penn State cast-offs, by the way, on XFL roster.
well, surprise, you know. What I found the most intriguing was Cardale Jones, who we got to remember, he didn't play that many games in college. and he won that national title for him as the third string running back. But I think so far, him and PJ Williams, I think, are the best XFL quarterbacks, but no one's thrown for over 300 yards yet. So it's not exciting quarterback play, but we kind of expected that to suffer a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Brad?
Oh, nothing. I was going to talk to you guys about this trade I just got proposed to me in one of the leagues. I'm a Dynasty Superflex, tight end premium. I have Michael Thomas. So to this tight end premium, so 1.5 per reception for tight end.
Okay.
Greg Olsen, who's probably going to retire. Le'Veon Bell, who's got poor Adam Gase. T.Y. Hilton, who's hurt. A 4th and a 5th round pick for Michael Thomas. I'm like, nope, sorry, bud.
For a top 10 overall fantasy player and the head and shoulders the number one receiver this year? No. That's crazy.
Not quite there.
Nope.
I was excited. I thought it was going to be something good. I'm ready to pull the trigger. Because I did send
it. If it was a Mark Andrews or somebody like that, I could see you being a little bit more intrigued. But
because Eric in the Superflex League we're in, I actually sent an offer giving up Michael Thomas to somebody. I was asking for Odell. First, a second, and a second next year. They're a Michael Thomas fan. They're Saints fans. So I'm trying. Mm-hmm. But it's not crazy.
You can send me an offer. I might think about it.
Mm. Mm. I want Odell. I want him in all my leagues.
I don't know why you have this crazy.
He's out to prove something now, I think.
You want Odell because he's your Valentine.
Nice segue
over there. All right, so how do you guys want to start this? Do you guys want to start bad and go good, or are we going to start good, bad, kind of go back and forth?
No, let's start with the good, and then we can tear apart the bad later, like High Fidelity.
All right, if you've ever seen that. Who are your guys' sweethearts from last year? I got mine. My first one was Chris Godwin, who I believe the hype. I jumped on it this year. Chris Godwin, he balled out. Was amazing. He was my big sweetheart this year. Nice. So many players like this get hyped up and in the preseason that I usually get run scared because I'm like, I can't. Nope. It's not going to be true. Too many people are on it. Run away. But Chris Godwin, that was mine. Eric, you want to give us your dude you fell in love with this year?
Christian McCaffrey. It's got to be. If you had him on a team this year, you were probably in the title game. He was an absolute monster this year.
Title game, not winning title games.
Oh, he was talking smack to me before he froze because
your team stacked and you have CMC and you lost because you're bad. Yeah,
no, that's not what happened.
It's not.
No, I didn't lose because I'm bad. I wouldn't have went to the title game again if I was
lost because you're a bad owner because you were complacent.
Now that part might be true. Yeah. I don't know how much improving I could have done on that, but definitely complacent. For me, mine is a running back as well. A guy who I started to believe in a couple years ago, and he finally had a fantastic fantasy season, Aaron Jones. I believed, now by no means do I expect him to replicate what he did this year, but huge Valentine for me. I really respect his game. And what he was able to do there, he was clearly the better running back the entire time. Finally got his crack this year. He did very well. Brad, do you have another one that you would like to contribute to the Valentine's?
Am I still here?
Yeah.
You are.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm back. All right. I don't know what's going on. But another guy I fell in love with this year, Darren Waller, man. Darren Waller. Out of nowhere. Hard Knocks got me on him early. Like, oh, hey, look at the Hard Knocks story. Let's jump on this. And it worked. It paid out, man. That late round tight end. I don't know how well it'll keep going because you do worry about players with negative histories of repeating. But
yeah,
seems like a good guy. Seems like he's in a great situation. Heck, if Tom Brady goes there, number one tight end off the board, right?
More than likely.
It's going to be close.
I mean, I think Kelsey's still your number one guy off the board. I know, but he'll be top five. He'll be top five, probably.
I don't know. Kelsey's over 30 now. I mean, he's probably done, right?
Probably washed. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably washed.
Sure. Yeah. He's got Patty Mahomes.
Jason Witten is really like washed up. Getting top 10 tight end.
Yeah. Jason Witten's washed too.
Eric, you got any more sweethearts from this year?
From this year?
If not, you can just pass.
I got one if you want to think about it.
I want to say Coopy Kupp because he was a sweetheart for most of the season, and he did finish very well.
You got some first-half sweethearts. You got Kupp, Fournette's probably a sweetheart for you for the first half of the year. If we like mid-season, like you would have had so many.
I'm gonna go with Cooper Kupp because I was high on him at the beginning of the year. I thought he was the best receiver out of the Rams. Robert Woods actually probably would have been if he had scored some touchdowns, but Kupp had some huge games and he definitely carried my team for the first half of the season. So, yeah, I'll go with Cooper Kupp.
I have one more sweetheart. My last Valentine, Mr. A.J. Brown out of Ole Miss playing for the Tennessee Titans.
Mm.
He had a very good year with Ryan Tannehill once he came on. And I'm proving that he is going to be the number one. Corey Davis is not built to be number one, clearly. And I think the future is very bright for A.J. Brown. I thought he had a great year. I thought he was one of the best receivers coming out last year. I took him in a league that we were in, and I felt very good about it. Obviously, you don't see this kind of projection for him to be as good as he was this past year. But him and DK Metcalf, both coming out of the same university, they were very impressive this first year.
All right. So now that we got our sweethearts out of the way, who's the guy that either, you know, thought you had this nice Valentine date, you go to the restaurant, you got the champagne out there in the ice bucket, you got, you know, the roses on the table, and the next thing you know, that ice is just slowly melting, their water glass has just got the crying tears going down the water glass on the side. The waiter's coming by and saying, sir, we got to give the table up if you don't have anybody else coming. Who stood you up this year? Who soured you? Who let you down? Who broke your little heart? Who took you out on February 13th and didn't call you again?
I'm ready for this. Let's
hear it, Josh. Go ahead. Since you're ready.
I'll give you not one, not two, but three all in one shot. The Pittsburgh Steelers ruined two leagues for me.
Nice.
Two. Big Ben getting hurt ruined everything.
Mm-hmm. And then James Conner, I think he was hurt all year. I think he was hurt before the season started too.
Probably.
He might have been.
Stupid idiot. And then Juju Smith-Schuster goes, gets 500 yards. He's not even the best wide receiver in his team. Deontay Johnson has a better year than him because stupid Mason Rudolph, who is yelling racial slurs and getting hit in the head with a helmet. And now you got freaking James Conner, who stunk it up this year. The owner's not even committing to him now. So James Conner could be out of a job. The Steelers screwed everyone. I understand this wasn't their fault, but not having a better backup plan really hurt. And then you go out and trade for one of the great corner or great defensive backs in NFL. Why don't you go get a quarterback, dude? Go get a quarterback.
They don't need one. They got Big Ben.
Well, no, I'm saying after he got hurt.
No, they gave
up a first rounder for Minka Fitzpatrick. What are you doing? You suck.
Who are they going to get? Mariota? Like, really, though? Yeah, there's no quarterbacks out there to go get Mariota.
That's true.
Yeah, go get him.
Go get Josh Rosen.
Kissed by a Rosen. Who cares?
Josh Rosen, always available.
No, because they didn't
literally always on the block.
Always. This year, he's worth a third rounder. So,
you think so? That's it? Third?
Well, last year, he was worth a second. The year before that, he was worth a first. I mean, common sense just tells me he's probably.
Because he's also getting more expensive, too, as you go.
Yeah.
Because he is a first
round pick. Yeah. Really?
Eric? There's so many ways. Stephon Diggs. I thought you were going to go with Robert Woods here, just for that one personal game where
he did the healthy scratch. No, I've forgiven him. It was a family issue. Whatever. I have a family. I understand. Stuff happens. I was mad at him at the time, but I've forgiven him since. Yeah, I was very salty that episode. He was dead to me. He was on the dead to me list. But no, Stephon Diggs. I think I took him in the fourth round in most leagues. And what a total bust this year he was. He had that one big game. I sold high on him in one of our leagues, thank goodness, because he really didn't produce down the stretch at all. And even when Thielen was hurt, I thought he was gonna get some more work. He did not. It was a real sad year for him. So, yeah, he broke my heart, stood me up. What a jerk.
See, I don't know if I really have anybody this year that, like, really soured me to the core where I was completely, like, just like hating everything with it. Mm. I think I mean, if Josh wants to go with the Steelers, I'm going to go with Adam Gase.
That's just fair.
You just take everything on the Jets, like that had, you know, they ended the prior season on a good high note. Like the offense was looking good. Sam Darnold was looking good. Robbie Anderson had some good games. And then he just comes in here and just all over the place, man.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, so, right there, you needed to have the Miley sound. I came in like a wrecking ball. That's what he did.
I think he got Sam Darnold. He made Sam Darnold regress. Like we talked about Baker Mayfield regressing. Sam Darnold regressed even more than Baker. Baker still had a somewhat decent season. Like we talked bad about Baker, but it at least was somewhat. And then you have just Le'Veon Bell. You start the season by just giving him everything, and then you're like, oh, wait, hold on. I don't like him. If I give him the ball the whole time, we can't get rid of him. Hey, Bell, you got to go get an MRI on your knee. Hey, you need to get your knee scoped. Hey, every Monday, I want you to go see the doctor because I think your knee's messed up. Because that's what it was every week. And Le'Veon Bell was like, what? I mean, he was going, go to the doctor, and he play Sunday.
Yeah.
All this weird stuff and just the way that whole team was ran, it just made fantasy not fun. Like, I like Robbie Anderson. Robbie Anderson's one of those big play guys, and it ruined his season.
It did. Other than that stretch, he came on like the last 3-4 games. He was a real disappointment. And they have a couple of good receivers there.
Hold on. Don't forget about this. Chris Herndon, who was supposed to be a good tight end after suspension, because he won't commit to him. He's like, he's still got to play for a spot. Tears his ACL in practice because he's trying to play for a spot on the team because the coach is a doo-doo head. Like, that's just.
Yeah. No, Gase is, he's a detriment to every team. He's, look at what Miami did without him this year.
It's true. Yeah. And I got another one that broke my heart. Andrew Luck.
That was rough. The timing of that was perfect.
The timing and the ripple effect of that. Mm-hmm. What it did to the tight ends, what it did to the wide receivers. I mean, it was just huge waves of disappointment that flowed throughout that.
Eric Ebron feels about it. Because that was his he's playing for a contract this past season, and he has one good year on his, and it was with Andrew Luck, and he was like, okay, I'm going to come back, going to get me a big contract. Well, that ain't happening now.
Yeah. It's funny you mentioned Eric Ebron, because he was going to be my next guy that stood me up. Because I reached a little bit for him, because I thought Luck was going to be there. But that's a good point, Josh. Yeah, he really, he stood everybody up. Immediately after the draft?
That third weekend on a Saturday night, like a lot of people were getting done with their drafts or in the middle of drafting when the news was breaking. Like Lamar Miller happened at a similar point, but that happened earlier in the day. A lot more people had more time to react to it.
That was also kind of out of his control, whereas Luck could have announced at any point during the preseason or before the season even started that he
And this is the whole, like, they don't care about our fantasy team, and that's kind of what makes fantasy fun, because the, oh, my God, anything can happen. You don't know what's going on.
That's true.
It's the gambling effect of it. Let's be honest. That's the gambling effect of it.
Sure. Not that we play for money.
No, I'm just saying it's the gambling on if you're right or wrong.
Sure, absolutely. And it is the validation of being right, like Josh wanted with Tyler Lockett and didn't get. Because he's bad.
Well, that's not true, but yeah.
Your hair would say otherwise. But
it's growing out.
The fun part of fantasy football when you get that deep dive, like a Chris Godwin for you this year, where you went all in and you hit. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Eric, you got anybody else? I know you said you were gonna go with Eric Ebron, but anybody else that kind of stood you up there?
You can even go all time, dude. Go
all time.
I was gonna do all time next. I was gonna bring our all time cards in next, like, because these are guys like deep in there, deep down.
You know, Todd Gurley didn't stand me up for being a like early second round pick in some of my leagues, but it felt like he stood me up.
It did,
because that weekly production it wasn't what Todd. It was still good, but it wasn't Todd Gurley. You know,
yeah.
It felt like, you know, if you see a picture of a lady and you're talking and you're like, wow, she's beautiful. And then you get to the date and she doesn't look like she did in the picture. That's what Todd Gurley was like this year.
You got photoshopped by Todd Gurley.
You got photoshopped. You got filtered.
You had all the stuff in the past three seasons. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, bud. Sorry, bud.
I really don't have anybody else.
Aaron Jones is going to do it to people next year. So
I really don't have a whole lot else with anybody else. I mean, there's just some weird situations out there, and I don't like hating on too many bad teams. I could Freddie Kitchens it.
No one picked David Johnson as breaking your heart.
I think we all said that we were staying away from him.
Yeah, I was high on him. I didn't. Yeah. I wasn't going to pick him, but I was high on him. I thought he was going to have a good year. I think I projected him to like draft. I was like draft him five or six. And Baker also.
Yeah, well, I was going to say Cleveland. I was going to say Freddie Kitchens. Adam did his best. Just Adam
everybody
Gase
in general on that team.
Did his best Adam
well, Jarvis Gase. Landry was good.
He was.
Juice. And Chubb was good.
But Jarvis Landry is good in spite of Adam Gase as well.
That's true.
Well, that's true. He always is.
What did you say, Josh? The juice?
Yeah, Jarvis Landry, the juice. He always overcomes.
I thought you were talking about Darius Geis disappointing people yet again.
Yeah, well.
You could put Kerryon, Geis, and
that's easy.
Give me another running back that has lots of potential but never comes through. Anybody? Anything, anybody? No? Just those two? Okay.
All right. After all that hate speech, we're gonna do all time like the heartbreakers first. Let's do heartbreakers first because I want to end on a high note. I don't want to end negative. I don't want to end the show on a negative note. We're gonna end high. So we're gonna start off with all time. Get a couple around the room, the guys that maybe hurt you really bad. I'm gonna go with one. This isn't even that long ago. Josh, you remember this. Doug Martin for me a couple years ago. Traded with your wife, got Doug Martin. You were not too happy about
it. The muscle hamster didn't come through for you, bud?
Yeah. Well, it was that game where he was supposed to play, but then they held him out, and then all of a sudden we find out he's got cocaine charges and he's kicked out of the NFL. That. Yes.
Nice.
That was Doug Martin. Because I actually started him over in that playoff game against your wife over Michael Thomas, and he ended up healthy scratching.
Yeah, that happened.
Like, didn't That's even tough. Say anything. They just didn't play him. It was rough. Yeah. Lost by 10 rough. Points. Sorry, 10 points.
Sorry, bud.
All right, Josh, you got one?
There's a few that comes to mind. The one that always comes to my mind is when I first started playing fantasy football, the collarbone was my nemesis. And I mean that because – first year I played, Tony Romo broke his collarbone. The second year I played, I want to say it was Aaron Rodgers broke his collarbone. And then it was a year or two later, Nick Foles broke his collarbone. My quarterback situation they just kept breaking their freaking collarbones, dude. And that really hurt my teams for quite a bit because, you know, most of our strategies most of the time is to not really come in with a backup quarterback on your roster. Most guys don't really do that. You don't draft one. So you're thinking, well, I got Aaron Rodgers this year, man. I got it. I'm set. I'm good. Well, not when he breaks his friggin' collarbone. So then you stay away from him, and then he has an MVP year. And then you're like, oh, well, I can buy back into this. And he breaks his stupid collarbone again. And that just plagued me for a few seasons. It was rough. Eric?
I have to go with Aaron Rodgers too. This was was it 2 years ago? That first game of the season, he was running away from, or he got sacked in the pocket and just like destroyed his, like, I don't know, the point where his tibia connects to his knee or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I tried to get cute. I've talked about this draft strategy that I tried to do, the 1 year where I went, you know, I took like a quarterback in the third round and I was like, oh, I'm going to get one stud at every position. Yeah, what a mistake that was. But yeah, I thought I was set with Rodgers too. And he gets hurt in that first game. He did lead him to a comeback and they won that first game. But he was doo-doo butter the rest of the season for me.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, never bet on Aaron Rodgers.
All right. I want to take you guys back in time a little bit. I want to go back to it's 2007, right? It's you. Yeah. Early August, mid-August 2007, you're sitting down for your drafts. You're, you know, I don't even know what was popular in 2007. But you're
I was
rocking.
In a keeper league in 2007.
Yeah,
was
so
great.
Was I. So was I. I started drafting a keeper league. Yet. I'm drafting Marshawn Lynch, who's in Buffalo, looking good. I went out and got Tom Brady late, looking Ooh. Good. I got Chris Johnson out there. Like, my team's looking good.
CJ 2K.
And then I'm sitting there, I think it's like ninth round. I'm looking at a wide receivers. Seventh or eighth round. There's Terrell Owens and there's Randy Moss. Randy Moss is coming off that disappointing years in Oakland where he was non-existent. T.O.'s in Dallas looking good. I'm like, you know what? Give me Terrell Owens. Yeah. Yeah.
Moss caught what? 23 touchdowns that year?
Yeah, yeah. And I had Tom Brady. Don't forget to tell you that. I had Tom Brady that year.
I mean, at least you got 50 from him. So
yeah, but think how much nicer that would have been with a rookie oh. Marshawn Lynch, Chris Johnson, Tom Monstrous. Brady.
Yeah.
I would have been unstoppable. Yeah. But,
T.O. probably still had a decent year for you.
T.O. was good. It's just when you know you picked between those two, like I was sitting there, I was like, T.O. Randy Moss. Ah, Randy Moss, I think he's washed. Well, never saying that about a guy again.
Oh, man. That's tough. That's a bad beat right there.
Kind of Randy Moss broke my heart by doing the same thing he did when he got overlooked in the draft when he was a rookie.
And destroyed every team that passed on him? Good Lord. I remember him destroy. What do you have, 3 touchdowns against Dallas that year?
Yeah.
Stupid with Dante Culpepper. Good Lord.
Oh, yeah.
What a freak of nature he was. Good for you, Randy Moss. He's good in the booth, too. I like him. Or as on the studio
and
shows.
His son's really good, too.
Is he? Not surprising.
He's a tight end for LSU.
Tight end for LSU. He's coming out of the draft this year. He's very talented.
Yeah.
He probably won't blocker, be.
But let's be honest. Put about a
what tight end is.
If you put 50 pounds on Randy Moss, that's what he is.
Well,
can he jump out of the gym too?
Well, I mean, you got to put 50 pounds on Randy Moss. Like, he's the height of Randy Moss, but he's like built like a tight end.
He's very athletic. If you put 50 pounds on Randy Moss in his prime, he'd still jump out of the gym, like straight up.
Yeah. His son's very athletic. I saw him in quite a few games this year. He's very good, very talented.
Good for him.
All right, Josh, you got any more break your hearts all time that you can think of the top of your head? If not, we can move on.
Jeremy Hill.
Jeremy Hill. That was a rough one. Peyton Hillis.
Yeah.
Peyton Hillis.
Oof.
No, thank God I stayed away from that.
Yeah, I never drafted him. I was trying to think back to my keeper league if I had anybody that burned me real bad like way back in the day when I first started playing, and nobody came to mind. I think I had
me a lot by vulturing touchdowns from work done. I've been playing since 2000, guys. So not
yeah,
2000.
Oh,
I remember Mike Tolbert from the Chargers.
Vulturing
touchdowns from a couple of different different seasons, hurting people like hurting LT. So, LDT. Sorry, I don't refer to him as LT because LT is Lawrence Taylor. For you youngins out there that don't know who that is.
I've been playing fantasy so long. You guys remember Sean Alexander? You remember his MVP season? Yeah, I had him.
Yeah.
I had him that year.
Well played, sir.
Yeah,
nice.
It was a rough season.
It's a long time.
It was. That was LaDainian Tomlinson's rookie year. All right, let's move on to all-time guys that just made you feel good, that you love. You still think back to, man, just that guy. And it don't have to be fantasy. You can be watching him play as well. Just somebody's like, man, that was just nice to watch. Nice to do. You know, whatever. However you guys want to go with it. I'll let you start this off, Eric. So, like, somebody's, you know, I don't know if you want to go with, Quincy Carter?
How dare you? We do not speak of that time. What, you want to talk about Drew Henson, too, or what?
Rocket That's Ishmael.
Terrible. Hey, Rocket was all right.
He was 90.
He, he was the John Ross of his era. Yeah. But, the guy that first came to mind when we brought this up last week is Michael Turner, the old Atlanta Falcon running back. So I had him on a keeper league when I first started playing in college, and I had him, Drew Brees, and Kurt Warner. And they were like my foundation. They were my rocks for 3 years. And Turner just made me feel good. He was just a workhorse year in and year out. Got a ton of volume. That's when running backs were super duper valuable and standard. Michael Turner.
Josh?
I, for me, it was Julius Thomas.
Oh.
Okay.
A Tim Tebow? What?
Julius Thomas, yeah.
No, not that one. It was the Peyton Manning. Whenever those two first couple years with Peyton Manning, Julius Thomas was just
back
it was
the
incredible.
Pulled the bandwagon up to you and you jumped on in, right?
The first year I wasn't.
Well, he caved for his wife. It's okay.
First year I wasn't on that. Anyway, no, Julius Thomas was he was a great deal in fantasy whenever you draft him for that. If you drafted, I mean, if you would have drafted Decker at that point, you got. You know, a lot of value out of that. So, yeah.
I Julius Thomas for me.
Julius Thomas for me. And then another guy I really liked was Le'Veon Bell. I know that he's still a little bit more recent, but watching Le'Veon Bell, the way that he ran for the Steelers, I mean, if you drafted him, you were guaranteed to have a pretty good season. So,
yeah. One of my favorite guys all time to watch was Chris Johnson. Back like,
yeah.
2K. Back when. And I had him like two or three years in a row, and it was like the most heartbreaking games to watch because he would just run, 1 yard run, 1 yard run. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to lose, I'm going to get destroyed. And then like fourth quarter, he'd break out like 270-yard touchdown runs. You're like, okay, I'm winning, I'm back in it. Like it was like the most exciting, most stressful player to have, but he worked out for me so well every year because it was just like, okay, there he goes. And he would just be back there bobbing his head and because his dreads, his helmet didn't fit right, so it's just shaking in his head when he's trying to sit back there. Mm-hmm. I remember my mom saying, like, how does he even, like, that helmet's, like, moving around more than the rest of his body. There's no way he could see through that. And I'm just like, man.
He did it.
Mom.
Yeah. I mean, once you break it, you just got to run in a straight line, right? No big deal.
Yeah, he's one of those guys I really like to watch play. I had a controversial one. I don't know if I want to throw it out there to you guys. Another running back that I had a lot before he hit his 30th birthday and started hitting other things and didn't play in the league no more. Ray Rice. I used to love Ray Rice a lot, man. Ray Rice.
That's fair, dude. That's fair.
I even drafted him the year that he was suspended from the league. I even took him really late, like last round pick, because I was like, you know what? Maybe this dude comes back. He was a three down back.
I think we all thought he was going to come back, but then the video came out.
Just too that much, changes too some much, things. Too much. They were changing the whole policies because of him. And then Greg Hardy's over there with police cases about slamming people's faces in the toilets. And Jerry's like, come on over here. The Crypt Keeper will take you.
Jerry don't care. Jerry don't care.
Jerry don't care. He's
don't give a
ruthless.
Damn.
You think that he would pour that much energy into getting a good coach, but no, he doesn't.
Eric, you got anybody else?
Yeah, Kurt Warner, the Arizona Cardinals version of Kurt Warner. Like I said, I had
the third trio of Kurt Warner.
Yeah,
the third one.
Yes. Yep, I had those rocks. I think I had Larry Fitz on one of those teams too, and obviously he was thrown to him. So, yeah, Kurt was great, man. So I had those guys interchangeable, and I think we could play two quarterbacks. I don't remember 100% though, but I feel like those guys carried me, him and Drew Brees and Mike Turner.
If
so
you were in a six touchdown league with Kurt Warner back in the day. His
6 points,
years,
baby. Yep. He was a monster. Could you imagine like having him with the Rams though? Goodness gracious.
Yep. Josh, anybody else you want to mention out there?
No, I'm good. I think that's about it.
I don't know if you were going to say Bo Jackson. I left it open, man.
I didn't. Bo Jackson, I wasn't even alive.
You got to watch him on ESPN Classic, man.
I did, yeah, but whenever – I think he was done playing football by the time I was four, so.
All right, and before we end this, I'm going to go a little cross sports, and I'm going to say my first year playing fantasy baseball, steroids was my favorite player. Anybody – it was a year when, like, they were doing the steroid investigation and players' names were coming out, but they couldn't suspend anybody. Any player's name that came out, I just picked them up. I won a league that year thanks to Tim Salmon, Rick Ankiel, all these dudes that were just juicing. And I was just like, give me the juice, baby.
Rick Ankiel's like arm exploded after that season. Like he never pitched well again.
Oh, no. This is his outfield season when he's hitting bombs. When he just went to the minors, juiced up and came back and just hitting dingers.
I was going to say, because he pitched and then they moved him to a closer role. And then, after that he went. Yeah.
Yep. That was my steroids in baseball. My MVP that year.
All right, steroids. You're the real MVP.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if we're gonna talk about players that we loved watching, and we're gonna do cross sports, I'm old enough to have remembered watching Michael Jordan live.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say King Griffey Jr. I was like that man too.
I mean, he was unbelievable. He had the sweetest swing in baseball. I mean, he was. And I love those Mariners teams. They just could never get past those.
Him and A-Rod were on the same team. Like him and A-Rod.
Him, A-Rod, Randy Johnson, Jay Buhner, Edgar Martinez. Those teams were stacked. They had Jamie Moyer. Like they had good, good teams, but they just could not get past the Yankees in the playoffs, and it was a shame.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Single so. Eric who used to watch baseball. I love it.
Oh, yeah, Tyler. Man. I used to watch everything. I used to watch the Westminster Kennel Club show. That's how crazy I was about stuff.
Man. You were really into gambling, clearly.
Dude, golf. Well, yeah.
You just have, you have free time. You have time in your hands. You watch all these sports.
Sure. Yeah.
NASCAR. Absolutely. I don't even really. I wasted like 8 years of my life watching NASCAR. I don't know why.
I can't do NASCAR. I just can't. Motocross, NASCAR.
Daytona 500, baby. Woo!
I can't get into racing.
Them Talladega Nights. Them Fig Newtons.
They're coming up. If you don't they're coming like up here, red, they're like, do you want to go?
You
want to go? You want to go, bro? I don't want to ruin my discount.
Free tickets now.
Yeah. All right. No, don't.
All right, Josh, go ahead. We'll send us home.
Thanks for tuning in to the Empty Wagon Fantasy Football Podcast. You can find Brad at Tack Jones on Twitter. Eric is going to be at Guns of Eld 19. I'm going to be at FF Josh Hughes, and the pod is going to be at Empty Wagon FF on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're all over. Come find us, talk to us, let us know if you have any questions, comments, concerns. If you just want to complain about how horrible we are, please give us some feedback. We probably won't listen. We're going to keep doing whatever we're doing, but hey, it'll be fun to hear your feedback. All right. See you guys next week.
Later.
Bye.